Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, my week 15 recap is here. We'll be talking about a whole bunch of stuff. I want to tie a bow on the Luka AD trade. There's a few things that I wanted to tie up in that regard, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about injuries, of course. We'll talk also about jersey sales. Want to get into that also. And a few more tidbits of this and that. So you know how I roll. So anyhow, just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, a little late with it, but here we have the week 15 recap, all that went on in the NBA, some a little bit of WNBA news too. I saw something just come down the pike, so we'll talk about that and a whole lot more. So with that said, let's get into it, guys. So we start, as we always do, players of the week. And we'll start in the East. Donovan Mitchell, guys. Of course, the best player on the best team in the NBA right now, the Cleveland Cavaliers. And he had quite a week, guys. His team went 4-0. They beat Detroit. They went on the road to beat Miami. Then back home, they beat Atlanta. And then they beat a depleted Dallas team at the time. But nonetheless, Donovan Mitchell, your all-star starter in the East. He scored nearly 23 points per game, 6 assists, about 2.5 rebounds. Shot it great from the field. You love to see that from Mitchell. Over 53% from the field. From three, he was very good, 41%. And from the free throw line, he only missed one free throw out of 15. So Donovan Mitchell carrying on his solid season with the Cleveland Cavaliers. So that's your player of the week in the East. And then in the West, LeBron James, who's getting some help of a different sort as of late. But LeBron, for the week, his team went 3-1. They were all road wins at Charlotte, at Washington, and then that hurtful game against my Knicks where he dropped a triple-double. Also in that game, he became the seventh player to score over 2,500 three-point shots made. That's what LeBron has done in his career. Also, in that game for the Knicks, Josh Hart had a nice game. He always has nice games against the Lakers. He drops a triple-double on them. LeBron triple-double, 33 points, along with 12 assists, 11 rebounds, and Josh Hart's 26 points, 13 rebounds, 11 assists for him. But in that game, there's a bad news for the Knicks, OG Anunoby. He suffers a foot sprain, so he's day-to-day as of now, so we'll see what happens. In a perfect world, I would keep him out until the All-Star break, just to be on the cautious side, because you know how he is with injuries. So that's that. But LeBron for the week, 27.5 points he averaged, 10 assists, and over 7 rebounds. Shot it great from the field. You always love that from LeBron, nearly 54%. From three, he was atrocious, guys. Only 6 for 24. And then out of 25 free throws, He made 20, thus missing 5. So LeBron James, yet another player of the week to add to his illustrious career. So there you go. All right, guys, so let us move on. Again, I wanted to talk about the Luka AD trade. I gave you all the particulars when I did my episode with Ty the Pod Guy. Both players spoke out. Well, one had a press conference and one had kind of a, during shoot around, he talked to the folks there. So AD, he spoke to them. He was glad to be going back to the four position. So he said that he was shocked about it. He said he had just texted the Lakers about their win over the Knicks because it was Saturday night. And then he was sitting, you know, about to watch a movie with his wife at home. And then his phone starts buzzing. And thus, that's how he finds out the news. Also, guys, he did say he always wanted to play with Kyrie. They did play together in 2014 in the World Cup games, those games where they did win gold. So he had the opportunity to play with Kyrie back then, always wanted to pair up with him in the league. So here you go. They're pairing up now. Also, guys, I think his transition should be smooth. Remember, guys, he has known Nico Harrison for quite a while, even from his high school days, you know, with Nico Harris being a part of Nike. So you had that. So that's how they kind of know each other. Then also in LA when Nico Harris was there along with Jason Kidd. So they know him from back then. And then also him coming over to the Mavericks where Jason Kidd is coaching, it should be a smooth transition learning Jason Kidd's offense. So, because it was kind of a bit incorporated when Frank Vogel was there and Jason Kidd was the assistant head coach. So the transition should be smooth, guys, for Anthony Davis. And then also, guys, I think Max Christie going over there with him, guys. I think this is kind of low-key because they just got rid of Quentin Grimes. They just shipped him out. I'll talk about that when I do my trade deadline show. But so Max Christie, he could see some minutes, guys. He could see some crucial minutes over there for that team. So nice trade overall, you know. In the interim, these guys are going to help Dallas right away. So that would be good for them. So that was AD. And then Luka, he has a press conference, and he pretty much echoes the same thing. He was shocked by the trade, and he was asked about all these reports now coming out of Dallas about him being out of shape and all these things. And like Ty was saying, they're making it sound like he's Zion Williamson, which is ridiculous because look at the man's resume. I know he's missed games here and there. He's had ankle issues and all these things, but not to the extent of where you're comparing him to Zion Williamson. I think that's beyond the pale. And oh, by the way, Luka in his 7 years, 5 times all NBA, something that Zion cannot hang his hat on. I'm just saying. But he said he's going to use that as motivation. So, and I believe him. So if we see LeBron is still standing when all the dust settles and the trade deadline ends, I think it'll be a great help for Luka to be working alongside LeBron James, and the way he takes care of his body and conditions himself, I think that will be a major boon for Luka Doncic. So, and basically, it seemed like everybody was surprised. LeBron was surprised. I was watching First Take today, and, you know, Stephen A. was there. Brian Windhorst was there, and Mad Dog Russo. And Brian Windhorst basically said that it was a surprise to everyone. Only the GM knew, both GMs knew, and the agent knew. And, you know, Anthony Davis's agent is Chris Paul, Clutch Sports, right? So the fact that people are saying, oh, LeBron knew it was an issue with AD and all this, which isn't true, guys. Brian Windhorst himself, you know, when it comes to all things LeBron, you know, you can trust the word of Brian Windhorst. He said, LeBron said he didn't know. Everybody's saying he didn't know. Brian Windhorst confirmed he didn't know. But yet you still have guys like Mad Dog Russo saying there's no way he didn't know. Now, here's what I'll say. If he did know, that's a dereliction of duty on the part of Rich Paul. I know they're friends. I get it. You know, they're part of that squad there, Rich Paul, Maverick Carter, and those guys. But if Rich Paul wants to be a credible agent in this league, he can't let something like that leak out. He can't do it, because the moment you let it leak out, it may not even happen. Then you got hurt feelings all around. So I think it was held close to the vest. I think LeBron did not know, and that's the way it is. And friend of the show, D, said this, and I kind of gotta agree. I think this is the Lakers taking their franchise back. In other words, LeBron's been running things, it seems, for a long time, and it's kind of like this dirty secret, if you will. You know, what happened with his son, how they manipulated the situation there. So this trade kind of brings things back where the Lakers are in charge of their future, which makes a lot of sense, guys. It makes a lot of sense. LeBron is not going to play forever, guys. So sooner or later, you're going to have to get that next star there. I think they accomplished that in getting Luka Doncic. So there's that. And then I did want to read Luka's letter to the Dallas faithful, the Dallas fan. So let me pull that up for you guys. And then Luka's dad, let me tell you what he said. Luka's dad was irate. He didn't like the hypocrisy coming out of the Dallas front office, and also criticized the secrecy in which this deal was done. I'll say a little something about that in a minute. But here's what the father said, Zaza Doncic. You understand there comes a moment when you disagree with a certain philosophy. You don't like this or that player. All good. I get it. But I think that exactly this secrecy, or should I say for some individuals, maybe even hypocrisy, that this hurts me personally, because I don't think Luka absolutely does. I think that Luka absolutely doesn't deserve this. Basically talking about, you know, all the things that's coming out as far as him being out of shape and all these reasons given. So here's what I'll say about the secrecy. I actually appreciate when you have this kind of deal where nobody knows about it until it happens. I respect that, because we live in a day and times where this is leaked, that is leaked. Like, I'll give you an example. Jimmy Butler wanting to go to Phoenix. Now we're going to have this song, this whole drawn out song and dance And now we're waiting for Thursday's deadline to talk and see if he's actually going to Phoenix or not, which I have, like I said in the episode with Ty, it's going to be one of two things because of the way he's holding this stance where it's got to be Phoenix or nothing. Either he ends up in Phoenix or he ends up suspended for the rest of the season. I think it's one of the two. I don't think it's, unless he softened his stance now and says he'll go to other places. But as of now, I think it's those two options. So the secrecy, I enjoy. I enjoyed it when I heard about it. I'll give you another, for instance, Karl Anthony Towns coming to the Knicks. There was no real rumblings about it. There was a moment in free agency where, I got to give him his credit, CP the Franchise, who has his show over there, Nick Fan TV. They do a great job, him and Alex and those guys. He said the Knicks aren't done and maybe a cat move is coming down the pike. Other than that, you didn't hear nobody talk about it. So I like those sort of things where the trade just come upon us and be like, whoa. So I understand the secrecy because you don't want too many leaks out, because if you get too many leaks and the deal fall apart, you got hurt feelings on both sides. So I understand that. Now let me read you Luka's letter to Dallas. Here it is. Dear Dallas, 7 years ago, I came here as a teenager to pursue my dream of playing basketball at the highest level. I thought I'd spend my career here, and I wanted so badly to bring you a championship. The love and support you all have given me is more than I could ever dream of. For a young kid from Slovenia coming to the U.S. for the first time, you made North Texas feel like home. In good times and bad, from injuries to the NBA Finals, your support never changed. Thank you not only for sharing my joy in our best moments, but also for lifting me up when I needed it most. To the organizations I've worked with throughout the Dallas community, thank you for letting me contribute to your important work and join you in bringing light to those who need it. As I start the next part of my basketball journey, I am leaving a city that will feel like home away from home. Dallas is a special place, and Mav fans are special fans. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, Luka 77. That's how you leave a fan base. You give a heartfelt letter like that, and you let the fan base know, you know, you appreciate your time there. That's how you do things. So bravo, Luka. Bravo. So there's that. All right. So we untied the bow onto that. So that's the way that went, guys. Let us continue on. And let's talk about some injuries, guys. Jalen Johnson for the Atlanta Hawks. He's out for the season, guys, with a shoulder injury. And this happened actually on January 25th in the second quarter in a loss versus the Toronto Raptors. So Jalen Johnson, and this happened last year, guys. He was playing so well. And then he sustained the injury and missed time. So it's deja vu all over again, guys. But Jalen Johnson out for the season, unfortunately, for the Atlanta Hawks. So Zachary Richesay, the rookie now, the first overall pick, he's going to get all the minutes he can handle right now, guys. And for you guys who play fantasy basketball, I suggest scouring through the waiver wire If he's there, pick him up because he's going to get major minutes now that Jalen Johnson is out for the season. So keep that in mind. Moving on, DeJounte Murray for the New Orleans Pelicans. He's out for the season, guys, with a torn Achilles. Unfortunate break for him. And he suffered this in the first quarter of a January 31st loss versus the Celtics. So, DeJounte Murray, remember they got him in the trade in the offseason. They got him in a trade coming from Atlanta over to New Orleans. And his first season with New Orleans is cut short, unfortunately, with injury. So for both men, of course, we wish a speedy recovery, of course, with all these guys. Jaden Ivey of the Detroit Pistons. I was just talking about him when I had Ty on the show. He's still without a timetable, guys. He has missed 17 games so far with that lower leg injury. He did have surgery on January 2nd. So the early prognosis is he may not be ready until March. So if that's the case, he could come back in time to kind of get some games under his belt as they try and have this playoff push. Because right now they're battling, guys. They're battling amongst the top six teams in the East. So getting Ivy back would be a major feather in their cap if he's able to come back. So we'll see. Russell Westbrook, this one hurt me, guys, for the Denver Nuggets. Out indefinitely with a hamstring injury. And this happened during a January 31st win at the Philadelphia 76ers. So Russell Westbrook, who was playing so well for the Denver Nuggets, he's going to miss some time, guys. How much time? We don't know yet, but definitely for Westbrook, hoped he can get back out there on the court. And heaven knows they need him, guys, because you know about Jamal Murray's injury history. So Russell Westbrook was a perfect backup to him. And actually, at times, they had them playing alongside each other. So definitely need Westbrook back in there. So we'll see what happens there. And then so close to the trade deadline. So you bring somebody in the interim. We'll see. Let's move on. LaMelo Ball. I mentioned that he had the ankle sprain, guys. He's going to be out for a week, it looks like. And from early reports, he's progressing well. And this happened on January 27th in a loss to the Lakers. So far, he's missed 4 games, guys. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully, this doesn't keep him out too long. You know LaMelo Ball, he has an injury history. So the sooner you get him back, the better, guys. So maybe perhaps you kind of play this out until the All-Star break, and then you bring him back afterwards. Maybe you can do it that way. So we'll see. Desmond Bane for the Memphis Grizzlies. He's going to miss some time due to a foot sprain that he sustained in a February 2nd win at the Milwaukee Bucks. So Desmond Bane, you know, he gets his bumps and bruises here and there. So he's going to miss some time. How much time? That's still to be determined. So we'll see what happens there. Paul George for the Philadelphia 76ers. He's out 4 games and counting, guys, with a finger injury. That happened on January 25th in a win at Chicago. In the second quarter, it took place. But from what I'm hearing, he's due to come back. So Paul George could be back shortly, guys. And speaking of the Sixers, Joel Embiid. He's due back this week as well, guys. He's missed the last 15 games with that knee injury. So as of this recording, he's supposed to come back. So when he does, I'll talk about it in the next recap. So there's that. All right, guys, let's talk about some top performances, and then I'll get to some other bit of news, and then we'll put this episode to bed. Anthony Davis is on his way out the door, guys. 42 points, 23 rebounds, and 2 block shots. This Dallas, this is what you're getting now. So bear that in mind. Then he does it on January 27th in a win at the Charlotte Hornets. So Anthony Davis putting in that work. Also in that game, LeBron James, 22 points, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. And in the loss, Miles Bridges, 26 points, 8 rebounds, 4 assists. So there you have it. AD putting in that work. Domantas Sabonis had a very good week, guys. 2 more triple-doubles to add to the mix. He had 21 points, 22 rebounds, 10 assists in a win on January 27th at the Brooklyn Nets. In a game where De'Aaron Fox has 30 along with 7 assists. And then for Brooklyn, yeah, De'Ron Sharp coming off your bench for 12 points and 10 rebounds for the double-double for him. Let us move on. Tyrese Maxey, he had a fine week, guys, for the Philadelphia 76ers. In fact, you could have probably made a case for him winning player of the week in the East. He drops 43 points along with 3 rebounds, 2 steals in a January 28th win versus the Lakers. I want to talk about that game later because something that happened in that game. Well, 2 things happened in that game. LeBron in the loss, 31 points, 9 assists, and 8 rebounds. And this is the game where Anthony Davis left early with the abdominal strain. So there was that. But I'll talk about that game a little bit more in a little bit. Giannis Antetokounmpo, he had a fine week, guys. He had 2 performances for the ages. 35 points, along with 18 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals in a January 27th win at Utah in a game with Dame Lillard. He dropped 35 in the game as well. 8 assists, 5 rebounds. And then on back-to-back nights, which is a rarity for Giannis to have, he drops 39 points, 12 rebounds, and 5 assists. But they lost this game at Portland on the 28th of January. A game where Dene Avagi, he had a fine game for the Portland Trailblazers, 30 points, 9 rebounds, 2 steals. Anthony Simons with 25 points, 7 assists, 3 rebounds, and a double-double for DeAndre Ayton, 21 points and 14 rebounds. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he drops a 52-piece, but he does it in a loss, guys, on January 29th, a loss to the Golden State Warriors. And in that game, Andrew Wiggins leading the way with 27 points. Amongst those 5 threes he made, along with 4 rebounds. Steph, 2 in that game, 21 points, 5 3-pointers for him. You had I Hart with 18 rebounds in that game as well. Jalen Williams, 26 points, 7 rebounds, and 2 steals. Kay Cunningham, on the heels of him finding out he's an all-star, he drops a 40-piece, guys, along with 6 rebounds, 4 assists. For a Friday, January 31st win versus the Orlando Magic. So Kay Cunningham, showing improving, guys, showing improving. And also in that game, Jalen Duren, their center, 16 points, 13 rebounds, I'm sorry. And then Kyrie has a nice... Oh, this was against Dallas. Oh, my bad. I had Orlando there. This was against Dallas. this against Dallas. Kyrie had 28 points in the game. Tyrese Maxey, I talked about him having a 43-point game. Then three nights later, he had a 42-point game. Among those, 6 threes along with 9 rebounds. I'll say this about Tyrese Maxey. Sure, he didn't make the All-Star game, but he's literally carrying that Sixer team on its back. If this guy wasn't there, they'd be a lottery team for sure, although they're kind of lottery now, but at least with him, they're fighting and clawing. So Tyrese Maxey with 2 games this week, a 43-point game and a 42-point game, although it was a loss to the Denver Nuggets on January 31st, a game where Jamal Murray has a double-double, 31 points, 11 assists, and Nikolai Jokic, he actually hits the tie-breaking three with 39 seconds to win this game, 28 points, 13 assists, 9 rebounds, so just shy of a triple-double. And Michael Porter Jr., 24 points for him. So, but Tyrese Maxey, man, oh, that's balling. Let's continue on. Another triple-double for Nikolai Jokic. This is a different game, February 1st. And he does this at Charlotte, guys, 28 points, 17 assists. Good gracious. This is from your center. And 13 rebounds along with 4 steals in that win over the Hornets. And Aaron Wiggins, guys, for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He does this in a spot start because Jalen Williams out, 41 points, of which he hit 6 threes along with 14 rebounds in a January 1st win at the Sacramento Kings. SGA, he has 29 points, 9 assists, 6 rebounds. And Isaiah Hartenstein, 16 points, 14 rebounds, 6 assists. And then De'Aaron Fox in his last game as a Sacramento King. I talked about him being traded in the episode with Ty. 20 points, 4 assists, 4 rebounds in his last game as a Sacramento King. And then Trey Murphy, he drops a 40-piece. He does this in a loss, though, to Boston on January 31st. So he has a 40-piece. Of which he hits 8 threes. Good gracious. 5 rebounds, 4 assists in the loss. And for the Celtics, Jason Tatum, he actually hit the game-winning jumper. And actually, this is a game that I actually watched. And Trey Murphy, he was on fire. But Tatum, 27 points, 10 assists. 6 rebounds, and then Jaylen Brown, 28 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists for him. Then you have Ivica Zubac with a 2020 game, 21 points, 22 rebounds, and a win on the 29th of January at the San Antonio Spurs. A game in which Kawhi and Norman Powell dropped 27 each. And Wemby with a double-double, 23 points, 12 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 steals, 4 assists. All right, guys, so that's it for top performances. Speaking of top, let's talk about top jersey sales, guys. This is how it shook out. Your number one jersey seller, how about Steph Curry, guys? He is number one amongst jersey sales. Followed by him in second, LeBron James, of course. Third place, Jason Tatum, who I just spoke of. Fourth place, and I nearly fell out of my chair when I saw this, Jalen Brunson, guys. Fourth in jersey sales. Absolutely amazing. And then fifth, Wemby. That's what surprised me, guys. Jalen Brunson is selling more jerseys than Victor Wembanyama. Wow. That's saying something. So Wemby's fifth. Sixth, Anthony Edwards. Seventh, Ja Morant. Wow. Eighth, Luka Doncic. I think that could change shortly now that he's a Laker. He'll get within the top five before all is said and done. Ninth, Giannis. And then 10th, the Joker. So you have that. As far as team-wise in selling jerseys, Boston's number one, of course, defending champs. Second is the Lakers, no surprise there. Third, the New York Knicks. So you have your three flagship franchises here, Boston, LA, and New York. Fourth is Golden State, and then fifth is Chicago. Kind of a surprise Chicago's up there. Not in the top five. OKC, not in the top five, guys. And then, in fact, they're not even in the top 10. Also, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's tearing up the league, is not in the top 10 in jersey sales. He is 11th, but still in all. So there's that. So that's your jersey sales, guys. Let us move on. Dylan Brooks of the Houston Rockets. He got fined for $25,000 for obscene language in an on-court interview that he gave after a January 27th win at Boston. So you know him. He can be loose with the lips. So he gets fined. You know you can't do that on these interviews. You can't go there. So Dylan Brooks gets fined. John Shumate passes away, guys. At the age of 72, he went to college at Notre Dame for 3 seasons, had a very fine career there. In fact, his team actually broke the 88-game win streak that UCLA had. They broke it, guys, in a game with Bill Walton was in that game, the late Bill Walton as well, but they were able to win that game. He was drafted in 1972 in the draft. He was 4th overall, guys. That's how Willie, like I said, as great a career he had with Notre Dame. Played in the league 5 seasons, became a coach in college, both at SMU, and he had assistant coach duties with Notre Dame and then with both Phoenix franchises, the Suns and the Mercury. He was assistant coach at both places. So we send condolences and prayers to the Shumate family for losing their patriarch, John Shumate. So So there's that. And then, actually, guys, I just got this news not too long ago. Well, two things as far as the WNBA goes. Indiana Fever's busy, guys. They're busy shoring up their team. In free agency, they got Sydney Colson from the Las Vegas Aces. That's an absolute stunner. I did not believe for 1 second she would leave the Aces, but yet she signs a one-year deal with the Indiana Fever. Fever loading up, guys. They're loading up. They already signed Dwana Bonner. I talked about that. Natasha Howard, a player they once drafted. She's coming back home there. And then you add Sydney Colson. That's three veterans right there that the locker room sorely needed last year. So I think they'll make a difference over there with Indiana. I think they'll make life easy for Caitlin Clark, for Aaliyah Boston, and those ladies over there, Kelsey Mitchell. And on paper, they look solid. They look rock solid, guys. So kudos to the Indiana Fever. And then Marina Marbury with the Connecticut Sun. Lo and behold, she's requesting a trade. Remember, guys, she requested one out of Chicago, out of the sky. Now she's requesting one out of Connecticut. Where does she go? I think she's chasing a winner. In other words, she wants to be with a winning ball club. If that's the case, I don't think she goes to a place like Indiana. Although, actually spoke about this. Somebody commented on my video about the WNBA. I kind of think Sophie Cunningham and Lexi Hall kind of plays the same role, but this person was saying, oh, but she's an enforcer and this and that, but I don't think you need an enforcer if you got Natasha Howard and Dwana Bonner. I don't think you need to go there. So could she possibly flip Marina Marbury over to Indiana? Then they really be loaded, guys. So that's a thought. Well, right now the Aces can use some help, so you could look that way as well. So what would you get back in return? Maybe a Kirsten Bell, who's kind of been languishing over there. Maybe she goes here and get a fresh start, so we'll see. But Marina Marbury requesting a trade from Connecticut, so we'll see what happens. So with that said, I think that's going to do it, guys. I thank you for listening, as always. All Things Basketball with GD.com. That's the website. You know, I keep my scrolls going, guys. I always forget in the beginning to point that out. My scrolls at the bottom there. That tells you my email, Cash App, all my support links are there. But my support links, well, support button rather, is on my website, allthingsbasketballwithgd.com. I have a whole support page where you can donate to the show. Please do so, guys. Please help your boy out in that regard. And then, of course, on YouTube, I'm there. I also put it on LinkedIn. I put it over there as well. Podcast platforms, you know I'm on all of those. Leave reviews, 5 stars, guys, whether it be Apple, whether it be Spotify, whether it be YouTube and the like. Help your boy out. And then on the socials, TikTok for the shorts, IG, I'm there heavy. Blue Sky, I post over there as well. Facebook, and what's the other thing that I'm not on as much? Facebook, I'm not there as much. Twitter, I'm non-existent. Forget about it. So, fan base. That's what I was thinking of. Fan base. I kind of post there. I haven't seen any real traction yet. So, we'll see. So, there's that. All right, guys. I know I promised you guys the Nick mid-season preview. I mean, mid-season report card. I have that trade deadline. I'll probably do a special episode for that. We already got some more trades that have come down. I want to talk about those as well. All-Star Game's coming up, guys. They're going to have that draft on Thursday where it's Shaq, Kenny, and Charles drafting the guys for their respective teams. So you have that going on 6:30 on TNT Thursday. So check that out. And then you have this one-on-one tournament coming up for the Unrivaled League. And I got all the matchups and so forth. So maybe I'll do that with my next recording as well. So, all right, guys. Thank you for listening. As always, we'll talk soon. Take care.